Good time to call John Beal and have our professionals take a look at your roof. Get any issues fixed before we get heavy thunderstorms. And John Beal has an A-plus rating with a Better Business Bureau. And with John Beal, you get our low price guarantee. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. Get booked on the schedule before the bad weather. Call the roofing company I'm proud to endorse. Call my friend John Beal. 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
How much is that dog in the window?
I know what that means. It means it's time for Dr. Doug Pernikoff. He is from the Clarkson, well, actually is the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic, and he is your pet's best friend. He is also the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon, and he's going to take your calls if you have a pet. Now, some of you got pets for Christmas. I talked to somebody, it's like 2 weeks ago, and he's about my age, and he remembers, as I do, when people would go to Florida on vacation, they would bring baby alligators back. That was very common. They were about a foot long, and we used to have a neighbor kept one in the bathtub, and they got bigger and bigger and bigger, and she finally got rid of it. Can't do that anymore. They made that illegal to cross the state line with alligators. So whether you have an alligator, dog, or cat, or whatever, I'll give you the phone numbers, and you throw your questions at Dr. Doug. Advice and information is free. Here we go. 314-969-KTRS, which is 5877. For most cell phones, you just hit star KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. And now, Dr. Doug. Oh, I didn't mention his sponsor, Laclede Cab. I can't forget that. It is the AM and the PM cab company, for goodness sakes. STL Taxi is the app, STL Taxi. Free, easy to use. You don't want to be seen in any cab other than a Laclede cab. And now, here's Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, how is everyone today?
Having a good day, doctor. How about you?
I am AM in the PM.
Do you remember that when people would go to Florida?
I was one of those idiot kids that would bring turtles back and try to get alligators and coconut heads.
What's a coconut head?
You remember the carved coconut heads with the little shells
and
made the faces? So, yeah, I just love to go to Florida.
But it was not illegal, and it was very common, and lots of places in Florida sold baby alligators.
Well, you know why they stopped a lot of that besides...
Because they were eating children?
No, because actually a lot of those reptiles were carrying salmonella. And kids were coming back and getting infections. So that's when the health people started to say, hey, you can't be handling these animals. You're going to get your kids sick. So that's a lot of what stimulated that protection.
Mrs. Mabry was our neighbor. We probably knew three or four people with alligators because they go to Florida. We could never afford to go to Florida because we wouldn't have any money. But that was the destination when I was a kid in the hillbilly hick sticks of Tennessee. Oh, they went to Florida, especially in the winter. And she kept hers, and she showed it to me one day. It was in the bathtub. It was about 4 feet long and was just lying in the bathtub with some water in there, and she'd throw food in there.
Well, I had a client a couple of years ago that actually, she lived somewhere west, Wentzville or something like that, and she had a 6-7 foot alligator that would sleep with her and her boyfriend.
All right, that's insane.
No, and she told me how she'd wake up and her boyfriend was sitting there, and the alligator's chewing on his beard, like in the morning. I go, well, that must be a fun experience.
Let me tell you, those people are crazy. That's crazy.
They weren't the most regular people, traditional.
Mm-hmm. Couldn't at any time an alligator just decide in the middle of the night, hey, I'm sleeping here with two people, I'm going to eat one of them. Couldn't they?
Well... Never mind.
And you're not even making that up.
Oh, no. Dr. Doug was going to go somewhere else with that.
No, I got a bad cough.
Oh, mm-hmm. Sure. Good way out.
Yeah.
Just about the time you're going to say something really old. No, but you're not kidding. A 6 or 7 foot alligator in the St. Louis area, and they sleep with it.
Yeah, and actually we had to bring that animal in one time. It had swallowed a box of marbles. And we literally, I had my hand all the way in after it was anesthetized, and we kind of arched open the mouth, had my hand all the way in. I was literally grabbing marbles out of the stomach. It was very funny.
Wow, you got a weird
Sounds
job.
Sounds funny.
I should write a book.
Hey, do you know that I helped deliver a calf one time? I worked on a dairy farm for two years, and I pulled a calf out.
That's fun. Ooh.
It was interesting and messy, and animals are interesting. You know, they're born, they get out, and they just kind of stand up and wobble a little bit, and they're walking. Humans, a year. They're not animals. They just start wobbling around.
It is calf. Amazing, really.
I had a cramp in my calf one time.
Well, let me tell you.
No, doctor, be quiet a second.
What?
Let him feel the burn. Hang on. What'd you say, Dan?
Nothing.
Okay, go ahead, Doc.
I was going to tell you that guinea pigs, when their babies are born, within 3 days, they no longer are dependent on their mother for milk and stuff. They can start eating solid food.
Wow.
Which is pretty amazing.
What do they do? Anything? A guinea pig? Can they do a trick or anything? Or what?
Oh, they're wonderful. They're simple. They're easy.
Yeah, but they don't do anything. They won't come if you call them or anything.
No, but they're soft and they're, you know,
they make
sweet
noise.
Little kids. They're safe.
Aren't they kind of like a gerbil?
No, they're much bigger. Gerbils can kind of bite. Guinea pigs can too, but less likely. They seem to
do
be.
Do people
really
still have hamsters? I haven't heard of that for a long time.
Oh yeah, I see them all. I just saw one the other day. The problem with the hamsters is, you know, if you don't get them young and start handling them a lot, they do get very nippy, and so some of us just consider them snake food. So.
Oh. Wow.
Okay. It's the animal kingdom. Let's take you ready for calls.
I guess. I sure am.
We'll start with Ron. Ron, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug, how are you?
Good, Ron. How are you doing?
Oh, great, thanks. So
I
have a 3-year-old Rottweiler who loves to get into the trash.
Mm-hmm.
She got into the trash and made herself deathly ill.
Ooh,
I had to take her to the animal hospital on a Sunday, and she ended up getting pancreatitis, almost died. $3,000 later, I get the dog back, and now she's diabetic. And then the vet tells me that she has a real good chance of going blind after a year. Is that true?
Yeah, humans, too. We get two types of primary disease when you're diabetic. And by the way, I am diabetic, so I worry about this. You can get changes in your retina, which is the back of the eye, and the nervous component, and that can make you blind. Or you can get changes in your lens, or cataracts, and that will obviously obstruct your vision. But those can be corrected, and you can put artificial lenses in and stuff. So those are
$2,500.
What happens in the retina is that when you have too much sugar in your system and it's not being absorbed into the cells, so it floats around and it does bad things. And apparently it starts to separate the fibers. The tissues swell in the retina, and you lose the vision, the focus ability, and the acuity of the vision you have.
Not good.
So is this going to happen, or is it?
Well, you know, it can. Sometimes I see it happen very, very quickly. How old is the critter?
Three
years old.
Oh man, young.
Yeah. I mean, it just depends on how managed you keep the dog. You know, if you can manage the diabetes just like any other mammal that's going through it, or bird or whatever, then you're going to prolong and kind of push those symptoms back. So you should sit down with your vet, talk about what that management program is. We don't keep the animals as closely controlled as humans are supposed to be controlled, and they just seem to do fine. And so it's really about, you know, just being in charge. And then you're always going to have to be careful about what you're feeding, because the pancreatitis can be a recurring thing. And, of course, diabetes could have been related in some way to the onset of that pancreatitis, because the cells that are washed away or become insensitive are lying within the pancreas. So if that tissue gets all messed up, it's going to predispose you to something like diabetes.
Yeah, I have her on some really expensive medical food, too, so
yeah.
Cost me a fortune, but, you know,
well, if you love them, you love them.
So you got to do it. Yep, got to do it.
All right, Ron, good luck. Thank you.
Good luck, Ron.
Right, thank you very much.
Right. I never liked the name Rottweiler. Any name that starts with rot. Rot is not a good word. Oh, what happened to it? It's rotten.
I thought you were going to say you didn't like the name Ron. that that would have been kind of horrible.
Oh.
No. It would have been horrible.
I would never say that, Doc. Ron was a listener. I would never do that. Let's bring Chuck in. Chuck, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug, AM and the PM.
Thank you.
How are you, Chuck?
I'm a cancer survivor, and I live out on the farm, and I stream you guys every week.
Good.
And I really appreciate it. You
should also appreciate that we didn't do, hey, what's up, Chuck? We could have done that, but we chose not to do that.
Or Chuck, Boba.
Wow, that's really clever.
No, we didn't.
It's almost like Chuck roast.
No, we didn't do that either.
Listen, I was adopted by a little pussy, and he's a real cute guy, and I like him a lot. I never have been a cat guy, but now I got this little cat, and I know he's got ear mites. He's shaking his head and scratching his ears. Is there a do-it-yourself remedy for ear mites for cats?
You know, I don't ever play around with that because those can be really a pain in the tush, so or a pain in the ear in this case. So I would, there's a couple different treatments, and one of them the vet carries is very simple. It's a one time, you clean the ears out, you medicate them one time, and that should be it. Assuming that not going to be reinfected by other cats that are running around. So you're on the farm, the cat's outside, he's probably interacting with other cats, there's a chance he could be reinfected. But as they get mature, they get, from being kittens, as they mature, their immune system helps protect them so they're not as susceptible to that. Okay? So anyway, there's a couple different medications that we use in the veterinary clinic, but if you want to get your pussy cleaned up, I think it's easy to do.
But I gotta go to the doctor, is what you're saying.
No comment.
I don't go for that.
Well, I appreciate that. He's the only cat I allow on my farm. The rest of them, they get executed. But I'll make sure of that.
My goodness.
That was worse than what I said.
Yeah, we don't want the details.
Well, that's the way it goes. All right, thanks, guys.
Thank you, Chuck. Congratulations on beating cancer.
Yeah.
Thank
really.
You.
All thank right. You. I hope we get this right. Devon, is that right? Devon?
No, it's Devin.
Devin.
Oh, I'm sorry. Devin. Devin, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Dr. Doug, how are you? Amen to PM.
Thank
good.
You.
How are you, Devin?
Good. How are you?
Good.
So I got a Rottweiler mutt next, and she gets food before when she starts eating it. And it over and dumps it anywhere on the floor, living room, the bedroom, and then goes back to eating. Is that hoarding or what's she doing there?
Well, I couldn't hear you exactly. You said
Devin, you're kind of like it's gone.
Hold on, is that better?
It's a little better.
Yeah.
So okay. the dog does what?
She goes over to the food bowl and gets like 6 to 8 pieces of food, and then she'll take it and dump it in the floor somewhere. And then go back to eating her food.
You mean she'll go back to the bowl again, or she'll eat the free food now that she put on the floor?
No, she'll dump that food in the floor and leave it, and then go back and start eating her food.
Yeah.
That's weird.
You know, it's a harmless behavior. It probably does have something to do with, like, protecting the food. And but I don't, you know, I don't know what to tell you other than to keep it in something deeper or whatever where she can't just pull it out and drop it like that. But I don't think it's a pathology or anything. I just think it's a weird kind of funny behavior. Okay?
Yeah, that's what I thought. You know, it's just whenever we fill her bowl up, you know, and she goes over there, and that's the first thing she does is get.
A lot of times animals, especially dogs are smart, they will do what they see other dogs or even humans do. So what you need to do is get on your hands and knees, pour some dog food in the bowl, and you get on your hands and knees and eat it out of the bowl like a dog, and show the dog how to eat it and not take it and dump it, and then the dog will do that.
Exactly. I'll try that tonight.
It won't kill you. It won't kill you. I've seen what's in dog food. Chicken. You know, you read the ingredients on a can of dog food. It looks great.
Oh, yeah.
Chicken and
what
beef.
Part of the chicken, though?
I don't know.
Hey, did anyone ever see, have
Devin,
you ever watched
anything
on
else?
YouTube?
Devin, is that, you need anything else? Was that it?
Well, that's it. You guys are great. Thanks
all
a lot.
Thank you, Devin.
I was actually including Devin. So you guys need to look up, if you haven't already seen it, the Substitute Teacher on YouTube.
Is this a movie or?
No, it's a little funny comedy clip, and it's so funny, you'll love it.
Well, tell us about it. What's funny about it?
Well, it just
what happens.
I don't want to destroy it, but Devon.
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 No. But Devon is what reminded me of it. So take a look at it. The Substitute Teacher on YouTube, anybody that's seen it, it's hilarious.
Well, can we just have an idea?
It's just a play on words and names, okay?
Okay.
If I say anything more, then you'll just say, he told me too much.
Oh, well, you certainly didn't do that.
A play on words.
Go to YouTube and just type in Substitute Teacher.
Yeah, YouTube Substitute Teacher, and you'll giggle. Your kids All right. have probably seen it.
All right, can I have the doctor's theme music, please? I'm out of time. We'll do this again next Wednesday.
Thank you so much, guys.
Dr.
You're
Doug Pernikoff. Everybody, he is your pet's best friend, and he is the official veterinarian of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. And he's brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. You can call him the old-fashioned way. That'll work. 314-652-3456 or the app, STL Taxis, free, and it works. And now, here's Dan Strauss to introduce traffic.
Thank you so much, Frank. And we have a KTRS caller that just called this in, Tim. And on southbound McCausland, where it actually turns into Ellendale, I'm not sure if you know where that is or not, but there's a tree branch hanging down in the middle of the roadway. That branch is actually hanging down. He said when it gets dark, people are not going to be able to see it and just run right into it. Now, he did call the Forestry Service, and they said, unless you give us a 100 block, we can't get there. And he said, all you have to do is drive down Ellendale, where it changes from McCausland, and you'll see it. So be on the lookout there for a big old branch hanging down. All Here's right. Tim Weiland to give you more.
Do I read a spot now?
You can do whatever you want.
Hey, you had a vehicle fire on eastbound Highway 44 at Bowles. Now, and they've got the right lane blocked. Now you've got an accident on westbound 44 at Mirage that has lane blockage, and traffic is backed all the way up to Lindbergh. We have eastbound 40 downtown slowing from Grand to the Poplar Street Bridge. Another incident on westbound Highway 70 near Highway 4064 that's jamming traffic near Highway A. Looks like we have stop-and-go traffic on southbound 270 from Dorset down through Doherty Ferry and eastbound Highway 270 from McDonald through New Florence. And this traffic report is brought to you by Staples. They do have low prices on everything your business needs to be organized this year, like banker's boxes, file folders, storage bins. Resolve to get organized and visit Staples.com for more. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
Thank you, Tim. Before we go to John Landoff, just real quickly, Dan, I got another email. People love that harmonica.
They do?
I guess
really?
We haven't done it enough.
Oh. Really.
We did it a little while. Please make sure Dan plays more of the harmonica. It's few and far between are the times we get to hear his accomplished harmonica playing. So
wow.
That just came in.
Hmm. Wow. Who wrote that?
I'm a girl's name. I'm uh-huh. a... Peterpler.
Peterpler.
I'll spell it. P-E-T-E-R. P-U-L-L-E-R. I'm a Peterpler.
Yeah, I guess so.
It looks like, this is ridiculous, but if you look at it, it looks like something else. It looks like I'm a Peterpler, but it's Peterpler, I think.
Oh.
So there you go.
Huh.
John Landoff is with us. I guess he's still with us. Hello, John.
Hey, how are you?
Terrific.
God, you sound great.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome. And hey, thanks for asking. I'm doing good too.
Oh, hey, I got a text from Johnny Holzem. He said the substitute teacher that Dr. Doug was talking about is from Key and Peele.
Oh, they're funny.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks, Dan.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
Well, I tell you what. Good thing I'm sitting down at my desk. If I was standing up, I might have fallen down with that one. Man. But, how's it going?
Let me check. Hang on a second.
Give me
hang on. Let me check. Hold on. Hey, how's it going out there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Good,
yeah. Going great, yeah. Apparently. It is. Yelled out in the hall.
What about, do you get these alert messages from St. Louis County and Office of Emergency Management? I mean, God love them. I guess you're still trying to make up for, actually blowing, the safety of all of us on that storm about a month ago on a Friday night.
You mean alerts on your cell phone, that, that stuff?
This is something that's been going on all day about a winter storm warning effective late Thursday night. That's been coming out since this morning, and I've received four of them already. So, hey, great idea, but it's like ice storm.
Yeah, let's hope they're wrong.
I hope they're wrong, too.
Yeah.
I really hope they're wrong. But one thing about it, at least it's nice today. It's nice tonight. We're almost giving vehicles away.
What?
It's unbelievable.
Well, it'll be over.
But you should be.
Can you give me an example?
Well, I was hoping you would ask. 2017 cruise only 13.6.
And again, I misheard you. That's obviously a pre-owned vehicle.
New.
What?
That's a new. Yeah, believe it.
What?
2017 Malibu only 18.9.
Does the owner go?
What? It's unbelievable.
We're talking to the owner, dude.
What? Oh.
Oh, that's right. We are. For a minute, I'm with Dan. I thought the owner was in Dallas buying furniture.
No, that's a different family.
That's somebody else.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, I think Dan forgets that sometimes that I'm the owner.
Oh.
It's okay, Dan.
No, it's fine.
You know why that is?
You're such a regular guy that sometimes we forget you're the man in charge. You're just more like a neighbor.
The big cheese, the head honcho.
Hey, Rat Boy, Lee. Boy, Rat Boy. Rat Boy.
Cheese.
That's right, Rat Boy.
There you go. Cheese.
I said big cheese, not head cheese.
Head cheese is a
that's a different thing. I don't know if you want that designation.
No.
You don't want that moniker.
You picked up on that right away, didn't you?
What is that? What is that? Where did that come from? He's the head cheese. And what about top brass? That must be a military reference or something.
Well, there is that head cheese that you can buy at the deli counter.
Really?
Right, but
and
nobody's
it's nasty.
Really...
It's all congealed pieces of pork, I think. And
I've always heard horrible things about head cheese.
Mm-hmm. It looks awful. I would never try eating it, but it just looks.
No, I don't think I would need it. No. There's too many other good things out there to eat. Of course, they're all bad for you. Everything, why is everything that tastes so good is like, oh, that's not good for you? Well, what do you mean then? Why did they make it to taste so good if it's not good for you?
Boy, that'd be so great if people would find a way, scientists would find a way to make the really healthy stuff taste like chocolate cake. And make the stuff that's not good for you taste like, I don't
broccoli.
Know.
Broccoli.
Yeah, thank you, broccoli.
Whoa. What's wrong with broccoli?
Nothing when it has cheese on it.
Nothing, but it is what you put on it. Broccoli is one of those tasteless things that has no taste. It tastes like butter or salt or cheese or whatever you put on it. Broccoli doesn't have any taste.
That's right. They bring you a big plate of broccoli, and then they smother it with this really bad stuff for you, but tastes great. Hollandaise sauce, right?
That's
or
right.
Cheese sauce.
What did you call it?
Then you just...
What is it called?
Hollandaise.
Yeah.
Hollandaise sauce.
Every day's a holiday. Holiday here.
It's the holiday season.
Hollandaise.
No, that's over with.
What?
Whoop-de-doo.
Yeah, we're over with that. Well, every day that I get to talk to you guys is like a holiday. Every day I talk to you.
That's the way we feel.
God, I just feel so giddy and excited. With all these great programs that we have going on right now, because you know what, man? I mean, we had a great December. Thank you so much. We had a great year. So thank you again for a great year. You, Frank, Dan, and Ian have a lot to do with it. The AM and the PM, the listeners, generally on the AAA, we love AM and the PM listeners. They're just the absolute best of all of our great, great, great customers. But, man, we need to move some iron, right? I mean, how about that term?
Ooh, move
iron. That's a Detroit term. We got to move some iron. You know that, Frank? We need to move some iron, man.
I didn't know they talk like that in Detroit.
Yeah, now they have a voice attached to it.
Move
some iron. They're in southern Detroit.
That was an expression used for gun, too. He had a big iron on his hip. In fact, that line is in big iron on his hip. And then the chorus goes, big iron on his hip. What was that song? It's a famous cowboy song, and it makes reference to some cowboy or sheriff. He had a big iron on his hip, meaning big handgun. It'll come to me.
Well, of course it always does. You know, you said earlier, regular guy. That was a term from some way back when. He's a regular guy.
Here's a great Southern expression that I've used many times, and I heard it the whole time I grew up in the South. This old boy.
Oh.
And they use it like, if you ask a friend, my lawnmower stopped running, where should I take it? They'd say, oh, I know this old boy down the street. This old boy's going to...
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, and he's a good old boy. It's just old boy. This old boy's got a little machine shop down. That's all he does, small inches.
Old boy.
Take it out of
here. How about I'm fixing to go into the grocery store.
If you want to hear the best of those expressions,
Johnny, I don't know if you're playing my car.
If you want to hear the best of those expressions, watch Sling Blade with Billy Bob Thornton, because fixin's in there, reckon is all over it. I reckon I will, and fixin' and stob, which most people have never heard. But there's a scene in that movie where a little kid is digging in the dirt with a stick, and Carl, Billy Bob Thornton, comes over and goes, what are you doing to digging with that stob? And I heard that as a kid. A stob is a stick.
No way. I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, you didn't live in the hills.
Why is a stob a stick? Why isn't a stick just a stick?
I don't know. But you'd have to live in the hillbilly part of Tennessee.
S-T-O-B?
Maybe because if you live in the sticks, you don't talk about the sticks because you live in the sticks.
Yeah, you don't know you're in the sticks.
It's called a stob.
What are you doing with that stob?
We live in the stobs.
And he said continuously through the movie, I reckon I will. Reckon just means I guess I will, or I probably will. I reckon I'm going to go down to the store. I'm fixing to go down there, I reckon.
S-T-O-B.
Hand me that stob.
Chiefly southern U.S., a short, straight piece of wood such as a stake.
What'd I tell you?
How about that?
No,
this is such an informative program.
Interesting.
It's educational.
You know,
kids don't have to go to school. Just listen to this thing.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to this show. You never have to go to school.
Maybe homeschool.
I don't know if I'd go that far. They still need to go to school. But I'm fixing to tell you, this is a great time of year. Because it's the first few days of the year, the new year, 2017. Where did 2016 go? Well, it's gone. Over here in 2017, the Jenny Lawn Dodge Chevrolet, kids, I'm telling you, we have got to sell some cars and trucks. So come in and see us. We're going to be late tonight. And, come beat the potential for maybe a little bit of weather. It's January. We're going to have a little bit of bad weather. The great thing, though, is a day or two after, we'll be back up in the 60s again. So don't worry about it. I think sometimes the grocery stores put out these winter storm warnings, don't you?
Yeah, when they're...
Well, and the tire people that sell tires and the car wash people. I know that's not true, but there are people who get giddy and happy when the horrible weather kicks in. There are people that benefit from that. Their business spikes.
You know, if you get giddy and you're looking for something to do, come to Johnny Lawn Dodge Chevrolet. You can help move cars. There's about 1,000 of them there. You can help push snow if it snows. You can push the snow off the cars. If you love snow that much, we'll even pay you to come and do it. And we'll feed you some of the greatest pizza in town, Peroni's Pizza. That's how I get my guys to. That's how I get my guys to get out there and move cars and freeze their backsides off and then just keep force feeding them pizza.
You know what you do? Put the pizza under the snow, at the bottom of the snow, and they have to dig for it. Now that snow will start flying off of there.
No,
why would you
I don't think they would be happy about
pizza
that.
Pie. Why would you put that under the snow?
It'd be cold.
Well, you want the cars cleaned off. Say, hey, first one to reach the pizza gets it. Go. And then you start, snow starts flying.
Or you could put the pizza actually in the car, so then when they clean the car
that,
out,
now
then
you're talking.
You open the car.
Now you're talking. Yes, and it stays warm. Yeah, the good idea. In the driver's seat of the car.
You dangle it like with a fishing pole and just keep dangling it in front of them as they're running to get the pizza. They're finally going to bump into a car and they have to move it.
You got some great employee tactics that you use. Great motivational tools.
Yeah.
You need to put out a motivational book for business owners. Dangle a pizza from a fishing line, and your employees will go do whatever you want to do.
Now, just all these years at the dealership, I'm talking about hundreds of thousands of pounds of food that we've served and eaten. And God bless. I remember my dad used to give us a budget back in the day, and I'm talking back in the 70s, for Saturday lunches. We probably had about, 20 people, maybe 22 or 23 back then. Now we've got 35 to 40 plus to feed on a Saturday. He used to give us $25. Now, you could probably get a lot of food for $25. Well, let me help you. We can't get anywhere near feeding all those people. But
so does everybody there meet on site on Saturday? Do they eat? Are they provided food every Saturday?
Yeah.
Wow. That's a lot like KTR.
That's nice.
Reminds me of this place. We have potluck. We used to have.
We also have special days where we'll do Peroni's Pizza again. We'll get about 30, 35 pizzas. It's not probably more like 50. And it's Pizza Friday. Man, you would not believe how hard everyone works to be able to eat that that free pizza.
Now, who came up with that clever name? You have pizza on Friday, and you call it Pizza Friday. Huh. That is clever.
I like it.
Mm-hmm. Good idea.
That is good.
There's no confusion about what's going on that day.
No question about what it is. Pizza Friday.
And then it's free lunch Saturday or something like that.
What is your chicken bite? 5 cents a cut.
I have a feeling we'll start seeing Dan at the dealership on Saturday.
Yes,
at 12 o'clock
and Friday.
Hey, just driving through. What's for lunch today?
Yeah.
314-837-1800 314-837-1800 Same number we've had since March of 1960. Continuing on with many, many years to come. So thank you very much. And I can't wait to meet some more of the greatest people in the Midwest. AM and the PM listeners.
We are sending them as of this moment. They're on the way.
Thank you very much.
Hi, John. Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye. Take care. Have a good night.
John Londo, who feeds his employees every Saturday on site. That's a lot of people feed, too. What, like 140 or something, he said, total work there? You know where they are, Washington Elizabeth exit. Unless you're headed west, then the sign says the Elizabeth Washington exit off Interstate 270. We welcomed on Monday our newest advertiser, Simple Self Storage Units in South St. Louis, where the rent is guaranteed to never go up. The facility is spotless. It is new. Well, less than a year old to me. That's new. So clean, safe, great security, and the owner actually offices there Monday through Friday from 8 to 6. There's somebody there on site. You have access 24 hours a day, 365 days a year, except leap years, you have 366 days a year that you can access your storage unit. The sizes of the units go from 4 by 7, that's 4 feet by 7 feet, which, to tell you the truth, I think probably is plenty of space for a lot of people who just want to store a couch and a couple of chairs and some couple of golf club sets or whatever, all the way up to 10 by 25. That's a big storage unit, 10 by 25. Safety, security, and cleanliness. That's what you want in a storage facility. Now, I told you last time we talked about this, my wife and I have never stored in like a couple of rooms. Have you guys ever stored like two rooms of furniture or something?
No.
In between moves, or we never have either, but we were in an apartment years ago, and we had, it wasn't a lot. It was a black and white TV, and it was, oh my goodness, a little dinette set or something. And then when we went to get it, I told you they were stolen because it was the least security you could possibly have.
Oh, that was the chicken wire.
Yeah,
right?
And we never really thought of it at the time. We just thought, I don't know, we weren't old enough and wise enough to realize people will steal anything, even that junk that we were storing. And it was no big deal because it wasn't anything special, but it was gone. And you could clearly see where they just cut the wire. It was a wire mesh gate, a door, and easy to break off the padlock. Pull on it, and it just rips the wood loose. And we're not talking about that. You can see what we're talking about at SimpleSelfStorageUnits.com. SimpleSelfStorageUnits.com. Your second month is free. That's your reward for being AM and the PM. The longer you stay in the unit, the greater the discount. If you store things in that storage unit for 4 months, after 4 months, it's 5% off. After 8 months, it's 10% off. Stay 12 or more months. Keep that unit that long. It's 15% off every month that you stay. And the rent on the storage unit never goes up. Simple? You bet it is. Clean? Yes. Secure? You'll see. Visit the website, South St. Louis. Every time I do this, if I say, folks, get out there and rent a unit, if enough of you do it quickly, they're off the air. Because there are only so many units, 57, 51, something like that. Fewer than 60 units. And when they're all filled up, they're not going to need us anymore. I'm okay with that. 314-832-1260. Can't remember that? Can't remember the name then or the website? FrankOpinion.com. Go to sponsors. There it is. Simple Self-Storage Units. SimpleSelfStorageUnits.com.
Meet me.
Hey, we're going to get another check on traffic right now with Tim Weiland.
Crews are still ringing with this accident on westbound Highway 70 after Highway A. The left lane is blocked. Traffic now is backed up to Bryan Road. You do have a stall on the ramp from eastbound 40 to 14th Street that right now traffic is already backed up to about Boyle to the Poplar Street Bridge. Northbound 55 back up to Highway 44. You have northbound 170 stop and go from Highway 70 up through Airport Road. Southbound 270 pretty solid now south of Dorset through Doherty Ferry. Also, they've cleared the accident and the vehicle fire eastbound. The vehicle fire was eastbound 44 at Bowles, westbound 44 at Meraz. All is clear. In this traffic report, it's brought to you by Staples. Resolve to spend less this year with Staples low prices on office items you use most, like ink and paper. See store or staples.com for special deals and more savings on printers, ink, and toner. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
You're listening to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon with Frank Opinion and the gang, weekdays from 3 until 6. Hi, I'm Martin Kilcoyne.
And I'm Randy Naughton.
Inviting you to join us for the Martin Kilcoyne Show at 10 a.m. right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did American men get so soft? Today's average red-blooded American man has less testosterone than his father, and his father has less testosterone than his father. Before we turn into a country of powder puffs, Force Factor is launching the Man Up America event. We want to send every man in America a complimentary bottle of the breakout supplement taking GNC by storm. Test X180 Ignite, loaded with free testosterone-boosting manliness. Get your complimentary bottle by texting MAN to 321-321. Test X180 Ignite raises levels of free testosterone in your body to help build lean muscle during workouts. Plus, it helps incinerate fat, fuel explosive sexual desire, and improve performance. Now you can continue to feel like the real men that made this country great. Do yourself a favor. Do America a favor. Text MAN to 321-321 for your complimentary bottle. That's a complimentary bottle by texting MAN to 321-321.
I've just made a special purchase of Armstrong Luxury Vinyl Tile to give you these great savings on the entire line of Alterna flooring. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, president of Midwest Floor. If you have ever wanted to make a fashion statement in your home, now is the time. Beautiful, American-made, luxury vinyl tile on sale now for only $389 a square foot. It's a great alternative to ceramic tile that's comfortable on your feet, warm to the touch, and easy to take care of. That's right. You can have one of the most durable tile floors made. Armstrong's Alterna Luxury Vinyl Tile for only $389 a square foot. That's half off our regular price. And with your choice of dozens of colors and four popular sizes, you can't go wrong. So hurry into one of our two stores and take advantage of this special offer. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
Got more than $5,000 in credit card debt? If you haven't called Credit Associates yet to find out for free how much of it could be forgiven, you've got one more chance right now. Call now for free information. 1-800-600-1196. The big credit card companies don't want you to know this, but if you've got more than $5,000 in credit card debt that you can't afford, you do not have to pay it all back. You have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. And right now, you can find out for free just how little that is. For free information, call 1-800-600-1196. Our mission is to save everyday Americans from paying off way more of their debt than they have to. That's why we're giving this information away for free. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. But hurry, while this free opportunity lasts. For free information and to find out how much of your debt could be forgiven, call 1-800-600-1196. That's 1-800-600-1196.
How do you choose to live? Is quality of life important to you, or spending as much time as you can with family and friends? No matter how you choose to live, Celtic Hospice can help. If you or someone you love has an advanced illness such as cancer, heart failure, COPD, or dementia, Celtic Hospice is here for you. We provide the symptom management, care, and support you need to live how you choose. Hospice care is about choice, how you choose to live, and who you choose to help you. Tell your doctor, I choose Celtic. To learn more, visit us at CelticHealthcare.com.
The folks at Stefanina's like to think big, like their extra large 20-inch pizza. Better make extra space in your car before you pick up one of these babies. Like their pasta. Stefanina's serves huge pasta portions. Say that three times fast. Huge pasta portions, huge pasta portions. Yeah, you got the idea. Big salads, big entrees, even big desserts. Got a big family, a big party, or just a big appetite? Stefanina serves big food for a small price at all five locations. The restaurant in O'Fallon or the express locations in St. Charles, St. Peter's, and now in the Chesterfield Valley. Big savings on daily specials or on the website, stefspizza.com, stefspizza.com. It's Stefanina's and it's big. How do you spell big? Stefanina's.
Are you planning a holiday or New Year's party, College Bowl game watch party, or are you planning your big game party? Why not treat your guests to award-winning baby back ribs and let the gang at Rib City cater your event? Choose from St. Louis-style ribs, chicken, pulled pork, and don't forget coconut cream and key lime pie. Check out the entire menu at RibCityStLouis.com. Rib City is located on Manchester just east of I-270 at 1181 Colonnade Center. Call 314-965-RIBS. Rib City. Real barbecue. Great ribs. Greater people.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Liberty Mutual Insurance presents A Story About Nana's Cake.
It's Nana's 80th birthday, and you accidentally locked your keys in the car, along with her ice cream cake. No worries. This is a happy story. You have Liberty Mutual Insurance with 24-hour roadside assistance, and help is on the way. Liberty saves the day, and Nana even gives you an extra piece of unmelted cake.
Visit a local office or call 844-8-LIBERTY. You can leave worry behind when Liberty stands with you. Liberty Mutual Insurance. Optional towing and labor coverage underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company.
90% of financial advisors give advice geared towards the accumulation phase.
Buy and hold. You're in it for the long haul. It's only a paper loss.
But once you retire, that kind of advice doesn't apply anymore. You need a different approach.
Why?
One reason is you don't have time to recover if there's another huge market loss. Wake up to Rethinking Retirement with Marvin Mitchell every Sunday at 7 a.m. on KTRS, where you'll get safe, secure retirement advice that works.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Lindquist and the All Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Download the app. It's easy. It's free. And it's STLTaxi.com, Laclede Cab. And now, here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody. How you doing?
Bill, you sound a little bit down. Are you okay?
I sound down? Why would I
just
sound
a little,
down?
Just a little. Just a word or two, I could tell. You're just a little bit down, no?
No, no. I'm all right.
Is the romance, is the girlfriend thing, is that still going okay?
Yeah. I get to see her next week. I'll be back in South Dakota for a little bit.
All right.
Whoa.
Good to hear. Just checking.
Yes, sir. Yes, okay. Sir. Thanks for asking. Well, Donald Trump today gave his first press conference since winning the election back in November. Among the highlights, he called CNN fake news. Very exciting. He called CNN fake news, which was very offensive to, you know, fake news. That's very offended. He lumped in with CNN.
What?
Nothing. Hey, he's in love. He's in love.
Let me hang out today.
We're in love. Your hormones are messed up.
Yeah, this whole switch of presidents getting real now. The moving trucks have actually arrived at the White House. I showed some of those the other day. I guess they got a truck for Obama's furniture, one for clothes and personal items, and one for the teleprompters. Getting them all out of there.
A lot of prompters.
And with all this winter weather, this is an interesting note. Florida is actually the one state where there hasn't been any snow or ice on the ground so far this winter. That's the only state left that hasn't seen any snow or ice. And although they still drive like there is.
Well, making fun of old things.
Yeah, a lot of old
people for that. We don't care for that.
And finally, this afternoon.
He realizes his mistake and how offensive that was. Now he wants out.
Yeah, I know. I feel bad about that.
Yeah, so.
Jimmy Fallon. I like Jimmy Fallon. You guys like Jimmy Fallon?
Yeah, he's okay.
Fun,
he's talented.
Fun host, eh? Yeah. Well, he's being called, I guess, a failure after the awful Golden Globes Award ceremonies. His hosting duties didn't go very well. I like Jimmy and all, but, you know, he was so bad his face appeared later in the show's death montage.
Where they show the dead people.
Wow.
He wasn't horrible.
He just wasn't
anything spectacular.
No.
I agree. The Cleveland segment is brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRA.
Thank you, Bill.
Wasn't Ricky Gervais.
Oh, he was terrible.
Was it Ricky Gervais?
Who was the worst? It was either Oscars. It was somebody just really bombed for the... I can't remember who it was. It was... I'll think of it later. I mean, it was just a disaster. I think Letterman was one, didn't he?
Letterman was
Oscars
bad.
One? Yeah,
they
really
said
bad.
Yeah.
That could be what I'm thinking. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. Your AM and the PM mortgage company is American Equity Mortgage and has been for 25 years. 25 years, quarter of a century. Mortgages and debt consolidation loans and home equity loans, they are sort of the same thing. A debt consolidation loan is where you take bills, usually bad debt because the interest rate's too high, and you kind of wad them all up in a big ball, an imaginary ball, and pass it to American Equity, and they pay them all off. And then you owe them, but at a much lower interest rate, more than likely, and probably some deduction involved there. Debt consolidation, that's what we just described. Home equity loan, same thing. You still use the equity in your home if you're a homeowner, but you aren't using it to pay off debt. You're using it to take on new debt, but good debt because it's low interest rate for something you may need.